the soundness, but the time to pass it as a fast bullet.
Between them and us, then we're going to pay a fearful price for their allies.
Well, and the Chinese. I've got Rumsfeld back here. He's going to brief it. I've got the British and Germans position to support it in NATO. And I think we're
British Americans doing
in pretty good shape. And it's really
the right thing to do.
Well, it's a very clever agreement if it's understood properly. We can use it as a restraint.
Yeah. On this meeting this afternoon, yes, there's much I should know. I got Schultz's paper.
Well, I've given you one.
Oh, well, fine.
It should be in here. Is it here?
It says planner, yes.
Yeah. And then I throw it to Schultz. Joseph, I've got a few general things which you might consider saying on MFN and on gas projects and so forth. The major thing that Brezhnev needs to hear from you if the nitpicking gets too great, Mr. President, if you just say that you will put your authority behind long-term projects, you don't have to be specific. That will help him with the Politburo. He's got another long speech on this subject. So, he's got about a 40-minute speech on this one.
You know, it's interesting that two networks got still left with that damn Irving Committee, ABC and CBS. Why did the committee have abundance of caution and persecution on one another? What did you say?
Well, you know, I know Cox is a bishop.
Those that don't enter should be drawn, not one in the name of God.
Cox will come after you. I know Cox.
He's a liberal Democrat.
Well, he's a fanatic liberal Democrat, and all of his associates are fanatics. It's another one of the things that Richardson, for this job, one should have picked somebody like McCloy. I mean, not McCloy himself, but somebody who has a national interest at heart and who knows that you do not smear the President of the United States apart from his participation. You do not do this to the country.
Well, if Cox does it, we'll survive it.
Of course you'll survive it,
but
you shouldn't have to go through it. I think after the Dean testimony, first of all, I think the summit puts you into a much different... I mean, you just can't watch this television. I mean, I thought this morning you have this whiter mumbling around, and there you are standing with
your... whiter mumbling, yes, we shouldn't both mumbling here.
That's right. And that's...
See what he said, because we ought to vote with the president who's involved in the attack.
Oh, the system is strong enough to have hearings, and the legislative isn't bound by anything. But totally irresponsible. I thought, Mr. President, you might consider next Tuesday night or Wednesday a television report of this. I know it's going to be the day when they throw a lot of dirt, but if you are there doing your job, that's the...
Well, actually, I've got to do a press conference sometime, but I don't want to do it till Dean is through. Then I really want to see.
But I
can't do it next week because Dean will be on.
No, but you might consider a report of the nation next week on the summit. It's perfectly natural. You've done it after every other summit. And you'd be the man who's doing his job. And after Dean is off, I thought maybe a press conference where you recognize the nastiest sons of bitches and let them look as if they're harassing you.
That's what I find.
And treat them as...
I was planning to go next Tuesday, actually, if they want to have Dean, which is a perfect time, but... Well, we just first about this thing. They haven't got a gun. They have nothing at all. And they know it. I mean, they've got a team trying to save his ass. Everybody else. I mean, they all know that the president wasn't involved in this damn thing at all. They all know it up there. And it's just disgusting. Absolutely good.
Well, the whole attitude we have... We have a unique opportunity to bring peace to the world. We'll never get the combination again of an aged Chinese leader, a Russian leader who wants to go down in history as having brought peace, and a president who has put so much money in the bank internationally. And these bastards are trying to wreck that. And for what? motorcade on now out, but a few more refinements come out on that. It's, what national interest is there about that? Supported Cuban, you needed them on anything else.
Yeah, Scott, you know, labor and whining around. He's, now they always support you when they know you're on
there. They must have come to the White House, but then.
Yeah, disgusting. Disgusting. They come through the line, whining, bitching, and everything.
Well, let's just keep adding one more from each side.
One more, yeah, we don't. If you don't do it, we can have eight. If not, it's fine. John, we'll get him back early. We're not listening to